Thank you.
Well, you know, each week at this time, or usually never, we do Town of the Week, and at this, you see, where's our map?
I think we had to remove it to
our
make
map is
room
gone. Anyhow, there's a map here. It's ready to imagine this. Rearranged states and okay. So that's pretty much how it sometimes goes. Stephanie Lee with our Town of the Week.
Sandersville, Georgia is the county seat of Washington County. Founded in 1784, Washington County is one of the oldest Georgia counties. Located in east central Georgia, the county was named for U.S. President George Washington and settled by Revolutionary War veterans who were awarded grants to Creek and Cherokee lands. Maybe Patricia Marks could have, since she knows Cherokee.
Yeah.
The city's original name was Saundersville after M. Saunders, a local store owner. Mm-hmm. The settlement was situated at an intersection of two Indian trails and later the site of Saunders General Store. The Sandersville Railroad was built in 1893 to connect the two commercial hubs of Sandersville and Tenille.
Tenille.
That's right. In 1864, during the Civil War, Union General William Tecumseh Sherman and his troops paused in Sandersville on their march to the sea. Mm-hmm. Sherman selected the Brown House as his headquarters, and the lounge where he napped remains preserved to this day at the Brown House Museum. Two days later, as they left town, Sherman's troops burned the courthouse and jail, mm-hmm. but left the rest of the town intact. Mm-hmm. In nearby Tenille, railroad tracks were pulled up, heated, and twisted into bow ties as part of Sherman's scorched earth military strategy during the against the Confederate States.
Yeah, I think twisting them into bow ties was going too far. My personal opinion.
What would you have turned them into?
Just read.
The economy of Sandersville was based on agriculture, particularly cotton, for many years. But an insect attack and a world war combined to bring the cotton era to a close.
Oops.
By 1915, the boll weevil began its assault on the area's cotton fields. And with World War I, German submarines sank so many merchant ships that cotton shipments were stopped, languishing in the warehouses. Farmers abandoned their farms and took whatever jobs they could find. In the 1950s, an industry developed around the mining and processing of a white aluminous silicate clay known as kaolin. This white gold is used in paper, medicines, cosmetics, and many other products, all of which are shipped around the world. Even before the Revolution, kaolin was being shipped to England. As Washington County grew into kaolin's largest refiner, it became known as the kaolin capital of the world. At the end of the 20th century, kaolin was an $800 million business and Georgia's largest volume export.
What do they use it for?
Many products, including paper, medicines, cosmetics. It's what makes your paper shiny.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't know that before. To this day, a week-long festival is held every year in October to celebrate the importance of the resource to Washington County and the town of Sandersville. And that's our Town of the Week, Sandersville, Georgia.
Okay. Thank you very much, Stephanie. That's Sandersville, Georgia. Right now, Lyle is trying desperately because we kind of just threw this at him last minute here after 2 months of not doing it. He probably has some ideas of where to call. He's calling randomly, just putting digits together in their area code there.
I can see him frantically dialing in that
You know,
window.
When he's frantic, he looks exactly the same as normal. He's got very good control of his frantic. That's
he
from
does.
Playing the carillon. Those bells have destroyed all his cranial possibilities. They've unfolded many of the folds in his brain just by hearing those bells go off. He's the carillonneur. Did you know that at the UW here?
That's
yeah,
true.
When he's not sitting behind a glass trying to get people on the phone. And was it Kaolin?
Kaolin.
That's very exciting. The festival is every year?
Yes, every year in October. It might be happening as we speak. Who
really?
Knows?
And what
yes.
What would you see in a Kaolin?
Your typical...
It's what?
Oh, is it kaolin?
Kaolin.
Thank you. I was saying it like koala, or
giving it the Chinese thing. You're doing the Chinese thing. Admit it. Right? It's kaolin in Canton.
Well, so it is also processed in places in China.
Yeah.
And
yes.
So that might have been why I spun a little...
It's all right.
Spun the pronunciation of that,
expect
but it's kaolin.
Jewish
is that
things
what you're
out
saying?
Of you. I expect Chinese.
Okay.
All right, so... Oh, we went to open office here on the open office calc. Are you doing your taxes, Lyle? I got this open office org calc page here. It's a spreadsheet, and there's nothing on it. So it must be your taxes.
Well, as we're biding our time, shall we try to find our next town of the week?
No. We got to get this one settled first. There may not be a next town of the week. If we don't get someone online from Sandersville,
the
Georgia.
The magic and excitement of live radio. Am I
Kaolin,
right?
Kaolin. Kaolin. I think, is it in ceramics too? They put kaolin in clay, don't they? It's a kind of clay. So it would be in ceramics, is give the white glaze? Kaopectate is not involved here. Just keep your opinions to yourself.
I have to say, I am amazed how many kaolin connoisseurs and, you know, people who know about it in the
audience. And Kowloon are even more. All right, let's go to the, let's play that one there then. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Are you in Sandersville, Georgia, around there?
I am.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And your name is Lisa, is that right?
No, my name is Katie.
Katie. Hi, Katie. I hope we don't catch you at a bad time. I'm Michael Feldman. I do a show called What Do You Know? And Sandersville, Georgia was our town of the week. And did you happen to hear what Stephanie had to say about it? History, mostly?
No, I'm actually not even listening to the radio.
Oh, okay, that's good. Let me ask you then. It's our town of the week. And so if we were coming down to Sandersville, Georgia, what would you be sure that we would see?
Well, today you'd be seeing the Civil War reenactment.
Oh, no kidding. Ooh. Does the South win this time?
Do what now?
I bet the South wins this time down in Sandersville, right?
Oh, yeah, the South always wins.
Yeah, okay. And they have it, and during that enactment, do they have Sherman sleeping at the Brown House Museum?
Been to it, but I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, okay, that'd be the high point of it for me. Okay, so that's going on today?
Yes.
It's not in town itself, though, is it? Outlying?
It is in town.
It is?
In town. It's right by the courthouse.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're working right now, I suppose.
I am.
So you can't. Have you been to it before? Is it pretty exciting?
I've never been, but I've actually seen videos. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah. And so I suppose a lot of the people in town, they have all the enactment things. They do it every year?
I think they did it the past few years.
Yeah, yeah. Is it hard to get someone to be in the Union troops? I guess you wouldn't know because you're not really involved in it.
Yeah,
I think that'd be kind of tough down there in Sandersville. Okay, so we're coming to town. Do you work at the inn there, the Sandersville Inn?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's how we got a hold of you. How's business?
How's business?
Yeah.
It's actually going pretty great.
Yeah, oh, great. I'm glad to hear it. Do people come in from all over for the reenactment?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, cool. And then, but are you from there? You're a native of Sandersville?
I am.
Okay. Well, one place in town when we're down there that we should be sure to catch when we're down there, some place for entertainment or to see, or what would you suggest?
Sandersville, the Brown House.
The Brown House?
Yeah.
Otherwise, do we have to leave town for fun?
Basically.
Yeah. So,
really nothing in Sandersville.
What's the nearest thing we can go to have fun in, near Sandersville?
The nearest town that would be Augusta or Milledgeville.
Yeah, okay. Somewhere in Augusta. Oh, you got work there to do. Katie, I'm going to let you go because I know we caught you at a bad time. Thank you so much, dear. We have a little something we're going to send you.
We do. Yeah. Katie, we'll be sending you the best of the Badger State in a selection of all-natural, handcrafted cheeses from Cedar Grove Cheese, makers of cheese the old-fashioned way from over a century.
Thank you, Katie. Sandersville Inn, Sandersville, Georgia. We'll throw the dart in our own time. Thank you very much.